Good evening, everybody. Hannah Stanley here with Sam Peniotovich. I don't know why I do that weird thing with my voice when I say your last name, but I do.
It happens.
It always. See, when I first met you, which was a thousand years ago, at a different location, when we both had totally different
jobs.
We were
both single. No, we weren't.
No,
were
I was married.
I know.
I was married.
You could
I was
have
like,
just went with it.
I could have, but I didn't. No, but I was in my brain, I was like, I might have known you that long. I've been in radio since I was single. But
see, somebody asked me the other day, they said, how long have you known Hannah Stanley for? Or actually, the question was, have you worked with her before? And
ish.
I said, no.
Ish.
Technically, no, but I've known her for almost 7 years.
Right. But I worked for a different, I actually worked for a different station than you were interning at, but we were in the same building.
Okay, right.
But then the person that you were interning for, well, it was Rokan. And then I used to go and help him with events, and then now he's here, which I think we talked about this last night.
This was the Rokan band, by the way, that had just been whacked. Like, I did 8 million things as an intern.
Right.
So I'm thankful for that internship.
Because it got you here.
Because bones were so barren that you had a producer, a board op, and then Sam the intern, who was there, you know, 8 days a week.
Yes.
So I'm grateful for that.
No,
but that's
it was
where
fantastic.
We first crossed paths.
And yes. So it's nice. It's nice to get to do two nights of radio with you.
A lot more wires tonight. Did you notice that? A lot more things you could trip over.
Here's what's funny. I was upstairs doing something, and I knew we were coming out of news, so I came flying down here. And typically, the door to where I sit, because I sit here at the main. Okay, so if you're looking at your radio, I'm right in the middle, and then Sam is to your left. But I had to go all the way around the console because there's so many wires. We have a band in studio.
The Railway Gamblers from the South Side, they're setting up right now. We told them stop playing, wait until 12 because they were going to start playing. Yeah, well, you have to do it
sometimes. I was
sometime.
Like a shh.
They got here early.
We love that.
Which is
that.
Great. We've had some bands in the past, by the way, like, all right, be here at midnight.
And
they show up at noon the next day.
Right, because they're on band time. That
well, they
happens.
Thought 12 was 12, even though it's not exactly the same. But you no,
make,
the Railway Gamblers are here. They're going to be here at midnight.
However you want. You are a crazy man. You have gotten, we were off the air at 2.
Yes.
Then did you work during the day today?
I was here from about 10 to 2.
Okay.
And then had to prep for 4 hours for a basketball game that started at 7, ended at 9:30.
And
came
then
here.
You noshed. And then you came here, and then now you're doing 3 hours of radio. Well, okay, two-ish hours of radio with me, and then you have a three-hour siesta.
I found a couch in the alley. It's beautiful. I'm going to lay on that for a couple hours, and then back on the air at 5 bells.
Okay.
Matt Bubala is in for Steve Cochran.
Yes, and then has to have sports.
Don't ask me what I'm doing tomorrow after 10 o'clock.
No, here's the thing. I know what you're doing after 10 o'clock. You're
coma.
Sleeping.
Yeah, go sleep coma.
Yeah, are you going to sleep close? Or are you going to drive home to then rest?
Might call an Uber.
Yeah, that might be a good
very millennial plan. Of me.
It's very millennial of
very
you.
Hip of me on
sure.
Fleek.
I yeah, Noonan said that about you.
I know.
Brian Noonan.
I know.
Maybe he had been listening last night.
Yes.
When we were discussing things that need to not be said anymore, Mr. Man. So we've already promoted the fact that we have a band in studio. We're going to hear from them at midnight. This is the Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez show. I think I neglected to say that. I sometimes pretend it's mine.
It feels like ours now.
It does.
It really does.
She doesn't need to come back.
No.
No. However, we won't be here tomorrow.
No.
No. I think it's Amy Guth tomorrow. I don't know. Dane Neal is coming in later. He'll be in at 2 o'clock to let you coast through until Matt Bubala takes over.
It's
at
a
5
flavor HD crosstalk.
It will be.
I can get out of the
HD.
Way if you guys want. That's
you
fine.
Could. That would be fine. I mean, Dane and I are heard every other Wednesday with Bill and Wendy
right.
doing flavor HD food talk, and that's Wednesdays at 11. So yeah, that's going to be exciting. He's going to. I'm sure he's going to have a great show. Always does.
There's a lot to get to though.
I know we have so much,
and not a full show.
And not a full show. It's always, I always come in like an hour over prepared. And then now to have lost a little bit of time. So let's get to it. Have you heard that the TSA is not going to accept Illinois driver's licenses anymore?
Why?
Okay. So here's the thing. We're not alone. So often Illinois is alone when I say, oh, Illinois. And it's just us. Like we are the black sheep of states sometimes. a lot. We're not alone. Several citizens of several U.S. states won't be able necessarily to use their driver's licenses because even to get on planes, enforcement of a 2005 federal law that states identification standards known as Real ID, we sort of put off incorporating it. Whoops.
So because of that little restriction that happened a long time ago,
11 years ago,
you cannot get on an airplane with an Illinois driver's license or ID.
Very possible. They actually filed another extension, and the federal government finally went, yeah, no, you've had a decade. Other states have done it. You slackers. And so,
I would lose my mind. Well, I would if I got to the airport.
That's why we're talking about this, so people know this. Because you're going to need a passport.
It's expensive to book a trip wherever you're going.
Yeah.
You have to set up a hotel, maybe you rent a car. Mm-hmm. You've got the place where you're staying. You've got the flight. You got all this stuff. And then you finally set all that up after months or weeks of preparation. You get to the airport with your coffee and your bags, and they don't let you in.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't let you through because according to federal statutes, this your ID from the state of Illinois, your driver's license, does not meet their standards. Here's why. The Real ID law requires states to implement certain security features before they issue IDs and verify the legal residency of anyone to whom they issue an ID. This is in part a response to the suggestion of the 9/11 Commission because four of the 19 hijackers used state-issued ID cards to board planes. So basically, they made it stricter and more, how you say, I don't know. They made them better. They made they required the states to make their IDs.
This sounds stupid.
Stricter.
But it's stupid.
It's stupid that the state of Illinois hasn't done it.
But stupid that I can't get in with my Illinois ID.
I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
It's Illinois' fault because they haven't upped it. Mm. Other states have. Other states.
So how many states can no longer, if this all comes to fruition?
Here's the thing. This is happening, but it's not happening like tomorrow. This is going to probably get phased over the next couple of months where we're going to need a passport. Because passports will meet that stricter thing, and all you're going to need to do is walk on and go, here's my passport, and then TSA will let you through.
My passport just expired.
You need to get that fixed.
So I'm 0 for 2.
Yeah.
With my Illinois ID and my expired passport.
Yeah. So 9 states, you were asking me how many, 9 states and several U.S. territories are due to have their exemptions expire on January 10th. 2016, the states facing a January expiration are Alaska, California, Illinois, Missouri, Jersey, New Mexico, South Carolina, and Washington, Puerto Rico, Guam, blah, 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 U.S. Virgin Islands. They're facing the same deadline. And I don't understand why Minnesota and American Samoa are listed as non-compliant, but not in that list. But apparently they are. But, I mean, here's the thing. 9 states out of 50. A vast majority, that bell curve is leaning towards lots of them got it done.
So long story short, what you're getting at is that it's more and more difficult to have a good time at the airport.
Well,
no, because not like, all right. And granted, I've never been safer at an airport. I'm extremely safe at the airport. But I have to take, all right, please take off your shoes. Now take off your socks. Take off your shoelaces. Now stand there and do the alphabet backwards. Now take out your computer. Take out your cell phone. Take out everything in your bag. You know, like, I'm getting it takes like 2.5 hours to get from curbside on the plane, though.
Gate.
And if you're in Chicago, traffic happens.
It does.
I almost missed a flight 3 months ago.
Well,
because of the TSA checkdown, I had to go through 3 different screens.
Have you ever had that jack guy, the jackwad who's like pushing past you going, my flight leaves in 45 minutes. And I'm like, mine leaves in 41. Just like, stay still. Just stop. It's not my fault.
It's a nightmare.
I know. I just let that guy go past me because I really don't. I'm like, whatever. I don't want you grumbling behind me. Just go, jerk. Some states, the reason for lack of compliance isn't because they're incompetent, although I'm not necessarily sure that's not Illinois's reason. Missouri actually actively debated it. They didn't want it. Missouri passed a law in 2009 forbidding state officials from implementing the law. and Minnesota lawmakers barred implementation of Real ID. It is what it is. Basically, you have to go get a passport. Go get a passport, people. If you have a, if you have an Illinois driver's license, spend the $90 more or whatever it is. That's what I think is so ridiculous. The state of Illinois not only charges us a gazillion dollars of taxes, but now because they messed up, now if we want to fly anywhere, we all have to spend a gazillion dollars to get,
you have to
get passports.
You, the flyer, you, the traveler, you, the human, has to suffer.
So dumb. So I'm a little annoyed about this, but we have to talk about this because I don't want people being blindsided. And then they have to pay like $250 because they need an immediate passport because they're flying on Thursday or something.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper if you get it ahead of time, right? Because if you need to fly somewhere like next week out of the country, that immediate passport, that process.
No, you have to come downtown. You got to go to the offices. I'm sure that's a pleasure. And then you pay a ton of money. And then there's something else, because I posted this story on Facebook when I saw it because I wanted people to be aware. Like, hey, we're all getting passports for Christmas. Yay. And people were saying, also, if you're within 30 days of expiration of your passport, it's sort of already expired. So you have to get a new one. You can't fly like up. It's not like a coupon. Like, it's good until today. No, that's not how it works. There's like a 30-day thing. It's so irritating.
I'm irritated. I'm glad we started there. Rip-roaring start on a chilly Tuesday night.
Oh. All right, we got Chad on the phone. Chad, go ahead.
Sammy.
Chad, what's going on?
My guy, man. Okay, first of all, I disagree with the whole license thing. I'm with you.
What?
I would like to express how some of us Chicagoans need to take advantage of the opportunity to vacation in Chicago, even though we live here. It's such a beautiful city. There's so much to do. Sometimes you just got to act like a tourist once in a while and do some things you never might do.
No, I'm with you, but here's the thing. If people, let's say, they haven't flown for years, right? And all of a sudden they've got, somebody's sick and they got to get there and they go to the airport and they pull out their driver's license because that's what you do. And now they can't get on the plane to go see Mama because the stupid state of Illinois didn't figure out how to implement this Real ID.
I'm sorry, I'm just now tuning in, but have you guys talked about maybe like a way to solve this or...
I it's so new to me, the story, that I haven't seen what needs to go in.
We have questions. We don't have answers, is what you're saying.
To that, I don't have an answer. But here's the thing.
I'm going to explain my situation. Unfortunately, I would love to be flying this winter, but I'm not. I'm going to...
All right, Chad.
And that's
I think
it.
We lost
and
you.
And goodbye.
Yeah.
Here's my situation.
Click.
Dead air.
I'd like to travel, but I can't. Because my phone's cutting out. All right, Sam, we're going to take a quick break. We will come back. And then after we come back, we're going to go to news. And then after we have the news, we have...
The Railway Gamblers.
So excited.
Straight out of the South Side.
Straight out of the South Side. Hannah Stanley and Sam Peniatovich filling in on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez on WGN. Hannah Stanley... And Justin Timberlake sitting in with Sam Peniatovich. We're filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez on WGN. We were just talking about this story. Well, it's not even a story. About the fact that Illinois is not compliant with this Real ID government thing, standard, that became a law in 2005. And they're not alone. There's like nine others. 312-981-7200 is the phone and text line. We're getting several texts. 773 asks, when does this go into effect? I'm going to Hawaii at the end of January, but I heard they would let people know 30 days notice. And I believe I read that it was, January 6th or 10th?
So if you're in that 30-day period, maybe they cut you some slack.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
You would hope.
You would hope.
847 texting, I have a friend who was refused boarding at the gate for a flight to Austria last week. Again, one of those trips that takes a long time to piece together. If something happens on that trip to Austria, one thing goes wrong,
right.
Domino rally. So the flight to Austria last week, even though the passport didn't expire for 2 months because you have to renew it 6 months before it
expires. That's asinine. Why does it
have... So it was still live.
Why does it have an expiration date that's bogus if they're going to say, oh, you know, 6 months from now? I'm still a citizen. I still have a passport.
I would be so mad.
I would fume.
I'd probably go to jail. I'd probably have to go to jail. You'd probably have to drag me out of there.
I would not at all surprise me. January 10th. 2016 is when the exemptions expire, and Illinois, at least, I'm not sure about the other states. I read the Chicago Tribune article about this. Illinois did apply for another extension. Also not shocking. The amount of time and effort they probably put into doing the extension would have maybe been better put towards upping our standards on our driver's license.
708 asking, what about people who have been pre-TSA approved?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because I thought that myself. But the thing is, I think you still have to get past that first TSA person. And if the license doesn't do it, we have another question about a FOID card because that's a government-issued ID. None of what I've been reading, and I've read several articles about this, none of that has said if this, then that. All they've said is get a passport.
Which, so the passport's like the golden ticket from Willy Wonka.
Literally.
Just get the golden ticket.
Get the golden ticket.
Get the passport.
I apologize, guys. You may have covered this, but I think these new state IDs that need to be in compliance with the federal law, you also have to submit your birth certificate along with that to get them, just like you do with a passport.
So
another leg on this horse.
Now, see, and with the kids, when I travel with the kids for due diligence or because I'm crazy or whatever, I always travel with their passports. Always. Yeah. So I rarely travel with my own. If we're going on a cruise or something, I do. I don't have a passport. I actually did have a passport, but it's expired. I have to get that.
I mean,
done.
This thing's absolutely crazy, and it's going to cost Illinois specifically tens of millions of dollars to implement this thing.
Right. 847 texts in January 10th. They're giving us 120 days to get our paperwork straight if the extension doesn't go through, and I believe it has already been said that it does not. So there's that. Yay, Illinois.
Yeah, I love that stuff. That's what I call good old-fashioned folk rock. And if you hang around Western Avenue on the South Side, you probably heard of them. They are the Railway Gamblers with us now, Sam Panionovich and Hannah Stanley on 720 WGN. Have you been down? When was the last time you were on Western Avenue? Ever?
I feel like I've known you for forever. We've talked about this a gazillion times. I'm like, my wedding was at the Cell. I don't know.
But that's
it's
not where
time.
These guys are
no,
from.
That's
not where they all played from.
No,
they're
going to
all grab a microphone and sit down and we're going to chat.
It's over by there, but it's not that far. Yeah, no, I don't know. I have, but I don't know.
So these guys, it's funny, one of the guys used to work here.
Yeah, I've heard rumors.
It's Brennan Folliard, it's Matt Fricks, Joe Sexton, and Sean Wilmson. And their story is, guys, and if you guys want to have a seat here, we'll all get together and chit-chat.
Are they going to play a song for us?
Okay, all right. Actually, you know what? Yeah, we'll talk after. Let's do this. Let's play World on Fire, which is from Shadow of the Moon. Hasn't even been released yet.
I know. It's like an exclusive.
January 9th.
WGN bringing you exclusives day and night.
The Railway Gamblers on 720 WGN. This is World on Fire.
Starts rolling when the times get tough. Counts who it is for to give them all up. Ain't no running when the five winds blow. Feet through the floor and it just goes to show. Look around the table and see the eyes. side. People grinning, but it's all a lie. Gotta keep going, song say yeah. Gotta keep going, even when the dust is tired. Gotta keep going, song screaming. One bed rolling, then your world's on fire.
All right, that's the Railway Gamblers.
Nice.
World on Fire hasn't even dropped yet. Shadow of the Moon, January 9th, coming out. All right, now everybody come sit. Everybody get around the table. Grandpa's got a story to talk about.
All right, I periscoped as always.
Oh!
Grandpa's okay. Got a... I want to know what Grandpa's got a story to talk about. I don't know what that means, but... that video is available on Periscope, live-ish. Because now it's not live.
The best part about the band having to drop all their equipment is them trying not to trip over all the equipment.
I was doing the same thing when I was trying to.
Yeah, as they all scatter around the table here in the Allstate Showcase Studio overlooking Michigan Avenue. The Railway Gamblers, Brennan Folliard, Matt Fricks, Joe Sexton, and Sean Wilmson now sitting down at the big table. Welcome,
with live
guys.
Microphones.
Thank you so much.
You. All right, now, the most. Let me start here because every band has to be categorized, right? What genre are you guys? What is it called? Essentially, if I were to walk up to the four of you in an alley after a couple Coors Lights.
After walking out of Hart's Bar on the south side. What did you guys just play? What kind of music?
I call
God,
it
I don't
folk
even
rock.
Know.
Is folk rock accurate?
You could call it a lot of things, I think. Country, folk, Americana.
Yeah.
There's a little
all
bit of
country.
Everything, Hannah. And then the harmonica's in there, too.
Well, who would be the influence?
That's what a lot of people ask us all the time, too. I think some of the influences are kind of clear. I mean, we're definitely influenced by, you know, Bob Dylan, Wilco. There's a Mumford & Sons vibe.
There might be a Wilco hat present in the studio.
there's a Wilco hat present in the studio.
Which is another Chicago band.
Yeah, and we love Wilco. I would say they're definitely my biggest influence. You know, kind of as a drummer, Wilco and Kurt Vile. He's this new artist out that we all love. And I would say we take a lot from him. But, you know, our influences all come from, you know, different genres of music. Brendan loves the singer-songwriter stuff. Matt loves the psychedelic Pink Floyd stuff. I'm a huge Fish fan. Joe's been a blues guitarist his whole life. So it all kind of comes together in its own way.
But what I noticed about what you were saying is a lot of the bands that you were mentioning don't have a they don't fit. Like
right.
There's
exactly.
They're all kind of nonconformist.
Very diverse.
Right.
Yeah, it's everyone coming together.
No, nope.
It's like
influences.
A fusion restaurant. It's just kind of all sorts of everything.
It's like a buffet.
A buffet.
Get a little animals from Pink Floyd over here. Get a little fish. Get a little Dylan.
So is this the original or is there a Pete Best that didn't make the cut?
No, this is the original.
Okay, so this
is
the
original
four.
For now.
Oh, right.
If there's any good key players out there, we might be looking.
Yeah.
So odds are good. And if you're from the Southside listening now on 720 WGN, you know the 6 degrees of Southside separation. You either went to the same grammar school.
Which parish?
Or
that's what you got
to
say.
Or you went to the same high school. Your sister dated your brother, or I mean, like that's how it is, though. Everybody knows.
What?
I mean, like everybody knows everybody.
Everybody knows
exactly.
Everybody. And I didn't even grow up there, and I still knew the right questions to ask to figure out who they knew that I knew, because I learned.
I didn't mean sister dating the brother and the sister. Family, I meant his sister dating his brother.
Yeah, see, but that's yeah.
Well, okay, well, I'm pointing here. That's if you're
yeah,
watching
the South Side isn't, you know,
not like far south, but I'm like the Bama, and I'm like in the swamps and stuff.
But
we see humans.
Go to WGNradio.com, and there's a watch live button.
Yes.
And so then you can see who Sam is pointing at, and
right.
you get what he means.
Not implying incest.
But you can also see the band after we take a break, which we're not going to do right this second, but we're going to have them play another song, and then people can watch live.
So who met who first? How does this work?
So, I mean, it goes all the way back to, you know, Sean and Brennan have been longtime friends. I met Sean in high school, Brother Rice. And Sean and I have been playing music together for years now. I mean, we played in a band in high school, one that we probably, you know, want to forget about and focus on this one.
Yeah, we played a really bad band.
And
it was like
so,
a reggae. I was like, we were trying to be like Sublime and slightly stupid. And yeah. It was brutal.
So we, we found Joe. They worked with Joe at
we just found him. He was on the show. We needed a bass player.
I used to cook for these guys on Sundays. We'd have big old fat omelets. And
yeah.
Talk about
music. We used to work at the same senior living community together in the kitchen. Me, Joe, and Brennan.
Yeah.
So we used to make huge omelets.
Yeah. That's just
we're
so...
talking like 50 egg omelets.
Can
I say that?
It's yeah. just
I,
so
am
funny.
I gonna get sued?
No, I really don't know that I've ever had anybody ever say I used to work at a senior center. It just seems
all
like
three
that's
of us.
Kind
we're,
of a
yeah. that's why we're so nice, you know?
Yeah. I never did.
Polite
gen. I never did.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They said please and thank you and ma'am.
We have an older crowd.
Yeah, well, that's all right. That happens.
Bunch of honks, yeah.
But so that's how when you were like behind the scenes, you were talking about music.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we would always listen to music in the back, and we put our iPod going.
These two were always singing about the dumbest stuff, the limo cart.
Yeah, we would just like make me and Brennan started
just
playing
like
music
improv,
together after we stopped
funny, weird.
Playing with you know me. If I after I stopped playing with me and Matt, so me and Brennan would just like kind of like make songs up and like go play them at the local bar, and we you know Brennan was writing most of the stuff. And we kind of thought like we had something, so we're like, maybe we should like get a guitar player. I'm like, I know Matt, like I played guitar with him he played guitar in the band for like 5 years. So then we're like, well, we need a bass player because it was just us three playing together. We're like, dude, we should turn Joe into a bass player because he played blues guitar. We're like, he's good enough. He's like, he's a great musician. Like, let's just turn him into a bass player.
Like, how
so
hard can it be?
Did.
It's
it
a
was
bass.
It was almost an accidental thing because we booked a show and we didn't have a band yet. So it was me and Sean basically creating
right.
this band for that
like,
show.
Like, learn a bass line. Learn the bass line.
Yeah. So it was us creating that band for that show, mainly, just for fun, you know, playing covers and everything. And then I showed them original songs, and we took off from there, I guess.
So you guys are still early in the game together,
oh,
the
yeah.
four
yep.
of you. How much do you plan on incorporating where you're from into what you create?
I mean, definitely a lot. I mean, even speaking, if we're talking about the album covers, I mean, we're doing everything, every album photograph that we have on the cover, on the back of the cover, on the inside, on the CD, it's all local from where we're from. And so, you know, it definitely speaks, you know, volumes that, you know, we want to show where, you know, we began 2 years ago, a little less than 2 years ago, actually, too, and put that out there for people to get a visual of it. I mean, coming up with the name, too, I'll let Brendan speak on that. Railway Gamblers is about, you know, kind of where he lived, you know.
Yeah, I live right next door to the tracks, so you hear the trains all the time. So trains have been basically there my whole life.
All of us.
But you know, yeah. I took the name Railway Gambler because it's just railway kind of staying on track but still taking a gamble at the same time. And I think, you know, growing up in the neighborhood we did or do, it's like everyone is so close to each other. So like, you know, we been playing shows around there and we got a following now, so I think it's always going to be important to us.
People upstairs were like, wait, the Railway Gamblers are coming. They all took off running.
Yeah.
Because it's an intimidating, like, you know, like two
like,
guns
dude,
and
these
spurs
guys.
And
crazy
sarsaparilla, you know, like that's what it sounds like. So
all right,
we're
gonna take a very quick break, get you guys back behind the instruments so we can
to your shanties.
Have you sing another song for us. Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich filling in on WGN for Patty Vasquez. More after this.
720 WGN, Hannah Stanley and Sam Panionovich filling in on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. We've got the Railway Gamblers in studio, and why beat around the bush? This is Diamond Road on WGN Radio.
Now the story has been told in the rivers down below. And how can we get older when time goes by so slow? Yeah, time goes by so slow. Yeah, I'm not getting younger in the sky you made of gold. Yeah, I'm not getting stronger. She walks on a diamond road. She walks on a diamond road. She walks. That wind was coming to blow the salt away. In wish that she could hear me now. I'm calling out your name. I'm calling out your name. Yeah. In the rivers down below, and I'm rowing this old boat just to find my own way home. Yeah, where I'm not alone, still she walks on a diamond.
Welcome back to Austin City Limits. This is Hannah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's WGN. WGN Radio. Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich filling in for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
That was Diamond Road from the Railway Gamblers hanging out in studio.
That was so Austin City Limits perfect, though.
Hannah looked at me about halfway through Diamond Road and was like, this is pretty good.
This is solid. I just liked your Facebook page, and I don't do that for all the guests. You can find one more. Yay. You can find them on Facebook, very simply, Railway Gamblers. But, Sam, you got a whole laundry list of places to
right.
go.
So the album, which comes out January 9th, they're going to do a release show on the South Side of Queen of Martyrs, January 9th at 9 o'clock.
No.
Oh, Martyrs.
Martyrs.
Oh, Martyrs, Martyrs. Well, all right, see, this is the South Side stuff.
There's
you write Martyrs. No, all right, who's
There's
with me
There's going to be a South Side fight.
You write Martyrs, you think Queen of Martyrs.
Yes, I didn't write Queen of
Martyrs. Well, okay, all right, so at Martyrs, thanks a lot, Sean Wilmson. drummer. January 9th, 9 p.m., Shadow of the Moon is going to be released with, and I can't read your handwriting, The Way Down Wonders?
Wanderers.
Gotcha.
Also could be a, that's a total Austin City Limits band name.
And then railwaygamblers.com. So we'll check it out. It's always good to see guys from the neighborhood doing what they love. And that's how I'm going to leave it. What, why are you laughing? What is so funny?
Because it's like, it's, you just went slightly small town. Like, it's always good to see someone achieve and make it out. And I'm like, it's the South Side. Like, people.
And you wanted to talk about passports and driver's licenses. So, all right, let's just so we're being real here.
Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniadovich. On Patty Vasquez's show called Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. It is WGN Radio. This is the Allstate Showcase Studio. It is Michigan Avenue. It is still relatively mild for being almost January.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's barely winter, but everybody's been saying it's winter since, like, you know, Thanksgiving, even though it really hasn't acted winter until just
Chicago's
the other day.
Chicago's the only place in the world where you're driving around in the middle of November. And you're on the expressway, and you look up, and there's a billboard for a Halloween pumpkin patch. And then you turn on the radio, and you can get Christmas music.
Well, no, that's not. Okay, it's not. There's lots of places where you get Christmas music.
I don't know. No, but like, but then you have the old pumpkin patch ads that they haven't been taken down on 55.
Like Bengston. Well, nobody wants to take them down because they think the weather is going to be so cruddy. They're like, we'll leave those up. That's fine. Because it's not sold. They don't want a blank billboard. They'd rather have a full, you know, why take it? It's like my theory with the Christmas lights. Just leave them up.
Just leave them up. Just don't turn them on.
Just don't plug them in. Save on that electricity. Yeah, it really is. But I looked ahead in the forecast because I was trying to figure out if I was going to shovel certain parts of the sidewalk and the front walk. And it's going to be in the mid-30s, but not like crazy. This is nothing.
Well, we're going to get kicked in the behind, you know, in March or April.
Well, yeah.
Opening day, Wrigley Field.
We are
blizzard. Never
out of harm's way weather-wise until we are well into May. But because I have been in the snow at Wrigley, I've been in the snow at the Cell, it's not great.
No.
It's not great. By the way, 49 days. Do you know what happens in 49 days?
Not my birthday.
Nope.
Not your birthday.
No.
I don't know.
The earliest scheduled pitcher and catcher report date.
February 15th.
Actually, 17th this year is the first one that I saw reported because I looked him up.
I thought it was the 15th every year. But either way, it's 2 days apart.
It's 2 days apart. Actually scheduled on whatever website I looked at, which could be a complete lie. But it was February 17th. Cubs and Sox were not reporting the date that they were reporting. So maybe that's February 15th. Pitchers and catchers report 49 days. You're welcome, America. Did you see this story, Sam Paniadovich? There's so many angles to this story, and we got to pick like maybe two. But here's the first one.
I hope we pick the right two.
Woman who slammed police on Facebook with 1-star review is stunned when they reply with this. First and foremost, why does a police station have a Facebook page that takes reviews?
I don't know. Yeah.
At
when you
the
click
star
about,
level.
When you click about, like, turn yourself in at this address. Like, I don't understand. Like,
that makes sense to me. Or for emergency information, like a tornado comes through this area. This happens to be in Oklahoma. So a tornado information, like safety information, or this is where shelters might be. People get Facebook on their phone. That might be something that would be a good way of putting out information.
But this department has an option where you can rate them.
Yes.
And if you arrest somebody, you open yourself up for one, maybe no stars.
Yeah, she gave them a 1-star review, slammed her local police department in Owosso, Oklahoma, for saying that she lost her job because she was pulled over for speeding, and she said that she was victimized for going 1 mile over the speed limit. I understand where she would be annoyed.
Except that wasn't true.
No, see, there's
the
thing.
She lied.
Well, she fabricated.
She lied. Let's be real. She lied. She said she was 1 over. But was she really 12 over?
She, in her review, I don't even know why that would be an option. She said the officer who stopped her insisted on keeping her there for 19 minutes, causing her to miss the start of her shift and lose her job. Here's the thing. Being late once doesn't typically cost you your job.
So she played the pity card.
Right.
Bang, bang. She went with, I was only one over, and because of you giving me the ticket for only going one over, I got fired.
And it took you 19 minutes, you slacker, because it shouldn't take you 19 minutes to give me a ticket. Here is verbatim the review that she posted after she gave them one star. This morning, she starts with a so. So this morning I was pulled over. Another thing that people need to start
already
doing.
A lie.
So
don't start with so.
So this morning I was pulled over for going 1 mile over the speed limit, which I know was his job, but and I have to do it with the attitude. But I explained I could not be late to work and would take a ticket if it got me out of there. The officer kept me for 19 minutes, causing me to lose my new job. Now I would like to know, can he help me pay rent or a car payment, or will he even care if I'm homeless at the end of the month since I have been looking for work for 3 months?
Let me read the response then.
Yeah, this is what's awesome.
This is the response from the Owosso Police Department.
In Oklahoma.
Interesting take on the event, Christy. Your claims are very serious, but more alarmingly, very false. You were stopped for traveling 57 miles an hour in a 45 mile an hour zone in which you received a warning. You then failed to keep insurance on your vehicle, which has caused for your vehicle to be towed. The very generous police officer allowed you time enough to contact your insurance agency and update your policy by phone, to which you did, and were then allowed to leave.
Yeah.
So to sum up, this officer gave you a warning for speeding, didn't tow your car, and allowed you to contact your insurance to update your policy. Was there anything else this officer could have done for you? Perhaps you meant to score our review higher.
It received over 1,000 likes.
And rightfully so.
I would have liked it 4 or 5 times in the Chicago way if I could have.
Dead bodies voting.
You know, it happens. But she then took it down. She took her review.
Such a coward move. That is 2015 in a nutshell. Complain, 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 complain. Get called out.
And then
delete. You literally, delete.
See, here's the thing. She doesn't write it until 8:49 at night, but says, this morning I was pulled over. But here's the thing. She says she was there for 19 minutes, and then to come to find out, when we get the broader picture of what essentially occurred, she was on the phone with her insurance agency getting that updated. 19 minutes, that's like nothing.
Right.
She got off easy.
Oh, that's, and if you're calling Comcast cable, you're lucky to get out of there without 2 hours gone by.
So not only did she update her insurance, she didn't get a ticket and she didn't get her car towed. That's the trifecta of like not a bad stop.
But good on that PD, good on that department for calling this woman out, because she's literally throwing salt on the shield. And, you know, it was a total fabrication.
People have legitimate beefs with police departments.
Yeah.
I don't understand why this woman felt entitled to complain about how this man or woman. I think it was a man officer. I think they said he at some point. She did. She said, can he help me with this? Really? She was late for her new job, and therefore it's his fault because he was nice to you and didn't do the 3 things that he could have done, which was give you a ticket, give you another ticket for not having insurance, tow your car.
Tow the car is the big one.
That would have cost you to be more late. Later? Later. Not more late.
So if what really should have happened, I can understand the post because it would make total sense. But for her to lie about it, and just drag this department through the mud, I mean, good for her. She got what she deserved.
Why would you even, why would you fabricate it in such a manner? It makes no sense to me. Because then, now.
It's almost lazy.
Wouldn't you just like walk away and just not post something on the Facebook page? But I'm not this person. I'm not the person who would go and rate a police department. I feel like I might need them at some point. And
what
I guess by oath, they have to protect me anyway. However,
it's so important to you to have to go home. Well, I guess however now you could do it on
later.
You could do it on your phone, I guess, or sure. You could do it wherever, that you had to log on and actually go to their Facebook page and post a blatant lie.
Right.
And try and tarnish that reputation. When in all reality, it was a 360. They couldn't have been more polite, more courteous. Something wrong with that person.
I think maybe a little. Perhaps the reason she doesn't have her job anymore has more to do with her than with the fact that she was potentially late. 19 minutes. I mean, honestly, that would have been the most, based on her account of the situation, he kept her there for 19 extra minutes. So maybe if she was going to be on time anyway, she was maybe 20 minutes late for work. I get that you would walk in and tell this very story to your boss. I was going one over, and this guy pulls me over, and I told him to just write me the ticket so I could get here, and he wouldn't write the ticket. Fine. Fabricate to your boss to try to keep your job. Sure.
Everything sort of comes full circle, though, and I'm a big believer in karma.
Mm-hmm.
Any future employer, if she did indeed lose a job,
yes,
will, at the simple couple of clicks of a keyboard to type in her name on Google, will come up with this.
I feel like this is going to be a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that maybe Christy understood that, Christy Carter in Owosso.
Well, no, because people just think no. They just think, what is going to benefit me? And they don't exactly delve into the layers.
There's no way this benefited her.
No, not at all. Not at
none.
All.
None.
No.
Because no one is going to have like a Christie's Lives Matter protest in
Owosso. She probably texted a couple friends too and said, hey, look what I wrote on their page.
Yeah.
Did you see what I wrote?
Yeah. I feel like she might have been drunk. That's kind of my gut.
Well, don't drink in Facebook.
God. If there is a lesson we can teach you people, that is what we want to get across tonight. Don't drink in Facebook. He's Sam Paniatovich. I'm Hannah Stanley. This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. We will be back on WGN right after this. Hannah Stanley, Sam Paniatovich, mellowing out with the music. Shantae is bringing us back with. We are filling in tonight for Patty Vasquez. This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez with Sam and Hannah. I was trying to come up with a catchy way to say our names together.
You texted me two options 10 days ago.
I did?
Yes.
And they were?
Hannah Yanovich. And what was the other one? Come on, you had two of them.
I don't think it was me. I think somebody else. I think it was Steph was involved with that. I like Staniatovich, though.
Staniatovich? I thought it was Hanianovich and...
It might have been. But then today I was outside and I was like, what if I did Sammy P and Stanley? No, that doesn't work.
Oh, gosh, no.
Everything was a Stanley P. It doesn't matter. Didn't work. So this possibly is the last time we'll ever host together.
Panna Stanley. That's what Stephanie Menendez,
okay, it wasn't me,
in our programming department said. Panna Stanley, and then you said Staniatovich.
I like Staniatovich.
I mean, they both work. They both apply. I like Panna Stanley, I think. Either way.
We can go with either. I don't care. That's fine. So here's the thing, Sam. Americans are drinking themselves to death at record rates. Did you know this? Did you know this?
I've lived it.
Please continue.
You think I'm 13? I'm actually 50. No.
No,
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, just because of just how bad the economy has gotten over the last 5 years. I mean, alcohol goes through the roof, right? I mean, that's like the first vice of people that are down in the dumps.
Here's the thing. In 2014, there were 9.6 deaths from these alcohol-induced causes per 100,000 people, which is up 37% since 2002. Which, 37% in 12 years is kind of a lot. Last year, more than 30,000 Americans died from alcohol-induced causes, including alcohol poisoning and cirrhosis, which is primarily caused by alcohol use. But cirrhosis doesn't come on like today.
No, it's years on years on years.
You
got
to build to that.
There's some tenure.
Yeah.
Behind that.
In recent years, public health experts have focused extensively on overdose deaths from heroin and prescription painkillers, which have risen rapidly since the early 2000s. Here's the thing with heroin. Heroin has come back into vogue, I guess. It has risen in usage because it's not a needle drug anymore. People got really turned off when they had to inject themselves with the drug. Since they've fixed that, heroin is now a huge concern.
Okay.
Prescription painkillers, huge issue. Huge issue with the younger kids, too, because they go into grandpa and grandma's.
Well, right, or dad's got a bum knee or something, or mom just had surgery.
Grandpa and grandma, right. That hip replaced.
And the people that actually need the painkillers are trying to not take them so that they don't need to rely on them, while at the same time, gimme, 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 say the people that don't even need them.
Right, because they are incredibly addictive, the prescription pain pills. A lot of them are opiate derivatives. This is not good. 2014, more people died from alcohol-induced causes than from overdoses of prescription painkillers and heroin combined.
Wow.
So all we've been hearing on the news, because we hear the celebrities, he OD'd on heroin. He had, an Oxycontin addiction. That's been the big issue and the big focus for the past, since we have come into 2000, and alcohol is actually, by a percentage, more deaths this past year.
It all makes sense. It adds up. I mean, because it's the most commonly used as well.
Right. It's the easiest to access.
It's the easiest to get. In most places, it's the cheapest to buy. You don't need any extra information. And it's readily. I mean, if we looked out on Michigan Avenue, I can see three or four places that I can buy alcohol.
Alcohol. At. Oh, yeah.
And if you count that guy walking around with his hands in his pockets, he's probably got some PCP. But, I mean, that's a different story for a different day.
That's really just speculation.
Well, right, I guess. Yeah. But, I mean, he looks pretty shady.
No, but, I mean, we're just talking about street-level stuff because we got a couple bars downstairs still be open.
That's true. And there's one down the way. Yeah, you're right.
Over by there.
The options are endless for you to wet your whistle.
It is, and it's something that you can have for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, you can go crazy one night. Yeah. It's very interesting, too, to me, because different states vary so tremendously. Drug fatality rates are higher in suburban counties in both Pennsylvania and New Jersey. New Jersey's drug death rate is 14 per 100,000, which is just below the national average. But was slightly down in 14 after several years of rapid increases. By the way, this is the most recent information because 2015 has not concluded. So they haven't put all of that. They haven't crunched those numbers. Pennsylvania had the sixth highest rate of drug overdose deaths, 21.4 per 100,000, and continuing to rise. But the suburban counties of both states were higher. But in the city, alcohol reigned supreme.
No surprise, like I said. I mean, this is nothing that people should be stunned by or shocked by or taken aback by.
The number of American adults who drink at least monthly rose by a small but significant amount between, again, the same period of time, 2002 to 2014, from 54.9% to 56.9%. I don't understand why that's significant if it's so small over the course of... But women, what do you think? Women drinking more or less?
In the last 13
in the last
years?
12 years, yeah.
More. Much more. Way more.
Quite a bit. Like 4 percentage points, which if you're looking at the chart, that's jumping up way higher.
Yeah.
That's changing the curve. The percentage of women reporting binge drinking, which is defined by 5 or more drinks on at least one occasion, went up 2 percentage points over that.
Wait, that's all it is now? Five drinks in one? How, like,
binge
over
drinking.
3 hours, five drinks is binge drinking?
It says five drinks on at least one occasion.
So
it doesn't give a time period.
See, the parameters there, I mean, what if it's a five-hour day and you've had six drinks? You know, is that, that's not binge drinking, is it? This is over a short period of time.
No, like you're sitting around watching football. You're doing a whole day of football, let's say, and you have, you know, six beers. I don't know. I'm not a drinker, so
but
I don't know.
When I picture binge drinking and what I've been trained to think about binge drinking, we took the alcohol and the drug classes growing up.
Fraternity party.
Right.
Passed out girl
45 minutes. Bam, 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 bam.
No.
Not sitting on the couch watching the Dolphins play the Jets or something.
Right.
Why would you? Well, actually, if you were watching the Dolphins and the Jets, you probably should binge drink. Because who wants to watch that?
We are not condoning that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. Because the binge drinking that I really, as a female, am more concerned about typically is the go out to a bar, get hammered, you know, blackout. That's kind of what I think of as binge drinking, and this gives a very different definition.
Not being able to remember.
Yes.
Binge.
Binge. She went on a binge. But they're saying that percentage of women who binge drink rose from 15.7 to 17.4. So basically, everything's going up about 2%.
Look out, future.
Look out, future.
Look out. Yeah, but these numbers just make me, they make me sad about what's ahead. Because if everything is always increasing that's bad, eventually, you know, it's going to involve everybody.
I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best because I've stopped drinking almost entirely since 2002.
Why?
I'm not good at it. I'm really bad at it.
That's why.
Yeah, no, I don't feel, and this
if you don't enjoy it, you shouldn't do it.
No, I think the flavors are great, and I love how it pairs with food and really, you know, sets that off, and I really do enjoy the idea of it, but I can tell you that, and people are going to be like, well, of course, she acts crazy. That's not it. I don't feel well at all when I drink. Like, I get congested. I feel terrible, and it's not because I overdrink. I just, something, I just don't like it.
Well, like I said, if it's not something that, you know, suits you or it doesn't put you in the right light, then don't do it.
I'll have a sip or two just for the flavor.
Because you know
tasty.
Your limits, Hannah. You know what you have to do.
So I am bringing that curve down. Bringing the curve down. You know whose curves are coming back?
Whose?
Everybody who's going to see plastic surgeons.
Oh, boy.
It has been the biggest increase at the plastic surgeon, the butt. Everybody wants a butt implant. Regular stuff, like the stuff we've been talking about, nose jobs, boob jobs, those kind of things.
Guilty.
Not not so much. Nobody wants one of those anymore. No, no, they do not.
No.
Why would they want one of those? They all want to look like the chick whose name I won't say on the radio.
I also have the eight biggest scandals of 2015. We should get into that.
Yeah, let's talk about that
in the next hour.
On the other side of the news. You want to go there?
Yeah, we can do that.
Hannah Stanley. Sam Paniatovich filling in. I was letting it build. I was trying to get to the... We've been getting texts about a police chase.
And I'm just seeing that they're already in custody.
Yeah, so. There was a crash. This is on the south side. 57th
please be
and
nothing
King.
Stupid. Like, nothing... Please, we don't need any more of that.
If you're fleeing... Okay. So anyway, I'm getting a text. This is one in custody at 56th and Prairie. So if you're in that area, please be safe. Please. This is pretty late with Patty Vasquez, who doesn't happen to be here tonight. She'll be back in the next couple of days.
Thursday? Or is it Thursday or Friday?
For sure Friday. I think Thursday. I was actually looking up the schedule trying to find that. Hey, we want to say thank you again to the awesome band.
The Railway Gamblers. Yeah, yes. They're finally leaving. We had to shoo them out. They're still packing. You were like, are they going to take their stuff?
No.
Because there was food in the back, too. And then.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. You can't put food in the band because they never go.
I thought you were going to hop over the table and start playing drums or something because literally they left all their equipment
all
in here,
it.
In the studio.
They dropped their mics and walked out. Dropped them. No, what I thought was that I felt bad that they were having to hang out until we were able to let them do that. So I was like, well, they can come in and take their stuff, but they did. They did. Hey, we've been talking last night and then a little bit tonight about how 2015 is drawing to a close. Drawing to a close. Last night we talked about words that we hope, words and phrases we hope don't ever get said again.
Mm-hmm.
On fleek being one of them. Now we've got the 8 biggest scandals of 2015 that we need to review and hash over again.
I know my favorite one.
Let me guess.
Well, favorite's probably not the right word to use.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the one that grabbed my attention the most, because I was the most shocked with who it was and what happened.
Bill Cosby. Without question. I think that was everybody's.
Blew my mind. I didn't see it coming from a million miles away. And then it was this huge story for weeks, and then weeks turned into months.
And then now it's gotten even weirder. Because is it defamation? He filed
suit against Beverly Johnson for defamation after the model claimed she, quote, felt drugged after sipping a cappuccino that he offered her in the mid-80s.
However, there's extenuating circumstances because I believe her manager was present. And so, yeah, that's why that's going on. I don't think there's a question that something happened with some of the women. I don't know.
Well, this is what happens, though, because you see the fallout and what happens with some of the victims, and then all of a sudden there are way more victims.
I didn't feel good either that one time I met him, but that, I mean, it could have been anything. But they just glom on, don't they?
But you get that, the door creaks open, and some people have an idea.
They're glommers. Bill Cosby was one that kind of was shocking. Josh Duggar was...
The guy from 19 Kids and Counting.
Yeah, and that one, here's the thing. A lot of people watch that show. A ton of people watch
Never
that
seen
show.
It. Never plan on seeing it.
I've seen bits and pieces. I know all the kids have J names, so that kind of concludes my knowledge.
All 19?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a thing. I don't know. My kids have names that are different, so I don't, I just sort of live and let live with naming kids. So whatever. But he confessed to cheating on his wife mainly because he got caught on that Ashley Madison site. You sort of have to confess when you're on the site that says life is short to have an affair. But the part of the story that just made me feel dirty a whole bunch of different ways is the fact that he admitted molesting 5 young girls when he was a teenager, 4 of whom were his sisters.
It's a sick person.
It's just not good. None of that is good. It's just a horrible, horrible thing. And be it scandalous because he is someone who is in the public eye, it's sad. And what I didn't like about this story is the fact that when you have an assault case or something along that, those victims are to be protected. They are not to be known as someone who has been molested or has been assaulted. And because of who that family is, somehow it leaked that 4 of the victims were his sisters, and that sucks for them. It sucks that they had to go through it. That's horrible. It's horrible that they live their life having had that happen. And then now they're known for that. And that's just, I hate that came out.
I think we have our last reach for fame with Charlie Sheen. I think that star's finally started to die out.
Yeah, I don't like how you said that, though.
Because it's over for him. I mean, nobody wants to put him on TV anymore.
Well,
he's a maniac.
No, here's the thing, though. He was having a full-on breakdown. Like, the world was sitting back and eating popcorn while he was clearly having a mental crisis.
But he fed the beast.
He did, they allowed him to do it.
Because it brought ratings.
Of course it did. But
and clicks.
That's why it bothered me. And the fact that he is HIV positive.
Which he announced on the Today Show on November 17th, which makes that one of our biggest scandals of 2015.
Is it a scandal? I think it's... I don't know that it's a scandal.
Well, you've got the lawsuit against him because Brett Rossi filed a suit claiming that during their relationship, he was physically abusive and then hid his HIV status and then forced her to get an abortion. You're reading this like you don't know this. Have you not heard this part
of
the story?
No. I do. I'm really thinking that...
What a fall from grace, either way. I mean, holy cow.
No, but the thing is, no one held him in high regard before he announced that he was HIV positive. And apparently, the rumors that he was HIV positive had been floating around the Hollywood circles for a while. And he'd been paying people off to keep it quiet. So the paying people off is the scandal. The fact that he is HIV positive is just sad for him and his partners and his family. I don't find it scandalous, though.
Tomato, tomato.
I mean, hiding it from your partners, that's scandalous and deplorable.
The texter from the 773, Jared, floored me.
I agree.
And he or she also texting in, that also made me never want to go to Subway again.
Why is that? Keep texting 773. I want to, or call in 312-981-7200. Why don't you want to eat at Subway?
I've been to Subway since. Nothing has really changed for me.
My husband goes to Subway all the time. Kids love it.
My husband's going more now, which is...
What? Stop.
We got a couple more here. This one was my favorite because of some of the memes that stemmed from it. The Brian Williams...
That, I can agree. That one was a weird, scandalous story. That was a major fall from grace.
Because he falsely claimed that he had come under fire while covering the Iraq War in 2003, which turned out not to be true.
But when did he claim that, though? How recently?
I believe back then. And then somebody had found an old story and then did some cross-referencing that, he was in Boston.
Remember Hillary Clinton did that, too, where she was like, we landed under, enemy fire, and it was very scary, and I was frightened, and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, no, you landed, and we have pictures of it. People, don't fabricate stories.
But then the fallout from Brian Williams.
We have cell phones.
The photoshopping now and the memes and all the altered images where they show like Custer's Last Stand and Brian Williams is like, I was there. I was there when, Lincoln, did this and that. And that is some humor out of that. But I mean, lying about covering a war and being shot at.
Yeah, that's it really. Here's over and above anything. It just showed complete disregard for the medium you work in. Do you not understand? We have cameras from everyone is a reporter now. Everyone.
Scary thought.
My 5-year-old can grab videos. I sometimes look at my phone and there's videos I had no idea she was taking because she grabs my camera and I'll, videotape the dog and then I'm complaining about something and she catches that.
I can't even imagine, in the days of, you think of some of the celebrities from the 40s and 50s and 60s and stuff. Like, if there were cell phones and Snapchats and Vine, like, can you imagine some of the stuff that they would have not gotten away with?
Right, because so many of this, in the era you were talking about, let's say a Rock Hudson. That would not have been hidden, the fact that he was a gay man and then also HIV positive in the end. But none of that. They were so able to carefully craft those images and those stories. They were signed to one movie studio. That was, they had a PR agent. There are so many stories about, marriages that were fronts. And they would have dates and people brought to the hotels. So many things that just would not have gotten passed anymore.
My favorite example is Michael Jordan, because this was a guy who had been accused of being at casinos in Atlantic City before that playoff game against the Knicks. They'd play the Knicks in New York City, but Atlantic City's a stone's throw away. Mm-hmm. And MJ is at the blackjack table at 3 a.m. Well, back then, it was, all right, let's take a Polaroid or whatever, and we'll get it developed, and then we have no proof. But now, if you had that option where, here's a twit pic, and then here's a Facebook video of MJ at the table at 3:30. Oh, wait, the game is in 10 hours.
Right.
And he's at the table. Because that happened.
It did, and the Chicago Bears playing the Super Bowl down in Nolens.
Oh, the after party or the...
The pre-party. They showed up in time for the game because they were all hanging out on Bourbon Street beforehand. Not all of them. A lot of them.
Now good amount.
Now they got curfews. They got all kinds of things.
Well, now you have, I've covered a lot of, well, I shouldn't say I've covered. I've covered football teams, but one of my first jobs in college was working hotel security. And we stayed at a hotel or worked at a hotel that had a couple teams, and they had, not only did they have personal security guards on every floor that these teams were on, but they did sweeps. So they would open up the door and look in and make sure that player A and player B were both in the room.
By themselves.
Yes, by themselves, yes.
Just the two of them.
And, yeah, feet on the floor.
Yeah.
But you're accountable because of how important you are. Because athletes, people wear jerseys of other people. I mean, that's a thing.
Right.
And it's more and more popular now. So athletes are put up on this pedestal.
And the team, for insurance purposes,
needs them to do what they need them to do.
Perform, not sully the reputation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It really, a lot of these scandals, nanny gates.
That's not a scandal.
That's not a scandal.
I mean,
that's just like, that's how it happens. And what we're talking about are the husband.
That's how it happens.
I mean, this is, but honestly, all of a sudden we have a celebrity couple that's divorcing, and I'm like, I wonder if the nanny was hot. Don't hire hot nannies if you're a celebrity couple.
That's a pretty simple solution.
Because I can, and I don't even follow these stories, and I can name probably 10 celebrity couples where there was a nanny involved, at least allegedly.
See, when I think of nanny, I don't think of like hot nanny though. I don't know. When I think the word nanny isn't very sexy to me. It's just not. I don't think of, you know. You said don't hire the hot nanny. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Babysitter.
Did you see the picture of Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner's nanny?
No.
Hot.
See, what's the difference between babysitter and nanny?
It's more permanent.
That's it? I thought it was age. I thought nannies were older and babysitters
were younger. No, that's not the thing anymore.
No? Oh, okay.
No.
I'm behind on this. I missed this chapter.
No, I mean, the babysitter is somebody you like have come over, you know, like the high schooler watches them for a couple hours when you go see a movie. The nanny is somebody there who's like more permanent day in, day out, might be involved in the scheduling, picking the kids up from sports, that kind of stuff. That's more of a nanny. Hannah Stanley sitting with Sam Paniadovich filling in for Patty Vasquez. This is the show known as Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. We will be with you until 2 a.m. and then Dean Neal will be in to carry you through till the 5 o'clock hour when Matt Bubala will take over filling in for Steve Cochran.
And I'll be here filling in for Dave Ennett.
Dude, your schedule is so messed.
I know. It's something else. I was walking around in the offices upstairs, though. Kind of sniping around for which couch I'm going to steal.
Club 720.
Probably. Yeah. There's a blanket in the car.
That's the key.
I'm prepared.
That is good because when I did this a couple weeks ago, Mark Harmon and I filled in for a couple of nights in a row, and then I had to do a day shift here. And so I tried to sleep before the show.
Who hasn't at some point if you
work in this industry, you sleep at work.
Well,
at some point.
No, I mean, like, it, sometimes I've had two suits in the car, mm-hmm. a couple pairs of shoes, you know, clothes for probably a week because you never know where you're going to go, where you're going to end up.
You never know. My husband always gives me a hard time, and I get it. I understand why. Because at the end of the week, on weeks like this, there's two coats, three pair of shoes, an extra pair of socks, all kinds of different stuff.
But this is for four of you. This was for one of me.
Right. Yeah, no, but it's usually just for me because I'm doing late night shifts and I don't empty the car. It doesn't matter. But the blanket's the key because when I was up there, you go to sleep and you get cold and then you wake up.
I learned that a long time ago.
Gotta have the blanket.
That was in college between 18 hours of class, a five-day-a-week internship, and an overnight hotel security job. You know how many streets I slept on in the car with the pillows and the blanket fort in the back seat?
Once you get the blanket, though, you get cozy.
Blankets.
Oh, see, yeah,
there's
that's
an S.
Nice.
There's a couple S's at the end. Need the blankets.
All right, I have four food stories in front of me. Four. I'm going to let you pick one.
Why don't you just close your eyes and make a big wheelie motion?
No, because I really want to talk about all of them, so I don't care. Okay, here's what I'm going to rapid fire and you pick.
Okay.
Healthy food labels are causing obesity.
Ugh.
10 foods that may disappear thanks to climate change. Personalized diets based on your genes will be available within 5 years.
I like that.
Or food and drink trends are ready to retire.
The last one, you saved the best for last.
All
I
right.
Think. Okay.
So let's do that one really, really fast. And
the
then
genes one is interesting, but I don't think
we'll
we have enough time. Okay.
We'll get to it. We'll do that after the news. That's fine. Let's clarify before we get into this. Am I taking a break for spots, or are we going straight to news, Ms. Shantae? All right, good. So we got a couple minutes. Food and drink trends. We are ready to retire. Taco joints.
Oh, I love taco joints.
I know,
joints.
Right?
Scrap that. Rip that in half. Actually, I have a lighter here. Just light that on fire.
I don't get, like,
how
why
is
would
taco
you not
joints first on the trends to retire? I love me a good taco joint.
Wait, I'm confused by this story, and I don't frequently say that. Sam, you and I are both intelligent. They said Die Hard. Crazes we'd like to see Die Hard and Live Long in 2016. So yeah, steak, they want taco joints to go away.
Okay, what's next on this dumb list?
The mixologist.
We're getting warmer.
I don't know.
Well, because 10
like
years ago they were bartenders, now yeah, they're mixologists.
Well, but here's the thing. There are still bartenders, and there are people who kind of elevate what they're doing. And I get why they're called mixologists. I really do. I sort of respect the people who are super great at what they do.
You embrace the creativity.
I do. And the chemistry behind it. I think that there's a lot going on there. Steakhouses? I don't understand why this is a thing that needs to go away. They're saying nouveau steakhouses, like, oh, shishi frou-frou steakhouses.
Is that out by you?
Oh, no, that's what I think they're saying. It was the year of the Nouveau Steakhouse in Chicago, and they want it to go away.
I want more food carts. That's a trend I would like more. I need more food carts.
Food trucks are the future.
Carts, trucks, buses.
All of that. Actually, one of my very, very favorite places in the entire, one of my favorite truck ever is Toasty Cheese. They just opened their first standalone, their first location.
I need food boats. I need food copters. We're talking, let's push this here.
All right, neo dive bars need to go away, which is, you know.
Everybody loves a good dive bar, though.
Combination of wood paneled walls, linoleum floors, useless tchotchkes, got to go away. And beer memorabilia. And it's funny, the person who contributed that was HS, and it was not me. That was not my contribution. Brussels sprouts. No, Brussels sprouts are fantastic.
I would send Brussels sprouts to the glue factory. I would get rid of them.
What?
Because they're gross.
But they're not like, eh. I didn't see them as a trend this year.
No. I mean, I don't know who considered Brussels sprouts a trend.
I don't know, but they're saying they need to go. And tiki drinks. Dave Hoekstra would argue the heck out of that one. He loves them. Yeah, rum punch after rum punch.
Umbrellas.
Get rid of them.
Cherries.
Long live vermouth.
My grandpa used to drink vermouth.
Ugh. Ferment.
Is that for vermouth or for my grandpa?
Vermouth. No.
I know.
Yeah,
what's
like,
that?
No. No, vermouth. I'm not a fan. Fermentation.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, this needs to go away. Indian food. I like Indian food. I like Indian flavors.
I'm impartial.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you cook with any of the spices or flavors
the
or sauces?
Spices? No.
Yeah.
No.
Anupi Singla makes this tikka masala that you can buy.
A what? A
tikka masala. It's a sauce, and it's already pre-made.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so good. And you can get it around the area. There's a place out in Glen Ellyn that carries it, and her company is called Indian is Apple Pie. And I cook with Indian stuff all the time now.
Oh.
Because it's really, really approachable. Indian is apple pie. Brewery concepts. That is a word I've heard people say it so many different ways. Brewery. Brewery concepts. So they're talking about, you know, brew pubs and whatever. Blueberry brewers and all these. I like the brew pubs, and I really like the small batch breweries. I think that's kind of neat.
See, I don't drink beer, but the new thing is you go into a restaurant and you get the menu and there's 10 pages of beer And you get the beer snob. The beer snobs for me can go that know everything about every beer on the. And there's literally 600 beers at this bar, and they know everything about. Like, I don't need that. What right. happened to the good old days where you had, you know, like three different kinds of beer? But
there's a goose on one of the poles. That's all we need here in Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the microbrews. I think their stories are neat. I think the people are really dedicated. I think that they're bringing a neat industry to especially the local area, because Michigan, Chicago area, big into it. So I think it's neat. I think it's good. Hannah Stanley, Sam Peniotovich. This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. She will be back. We have verified she will be back on Friday. Steve and Johnny, I believe, will be here on Thursday night.
Need my sugar fix. Sorry.
I don't know how you're doing it. You're going to be here a lot. And that's great. You're good at your job, Sam.
Thank you. Well, next week I'm not here at all. So you have to stack everything in, you know.
We got to get our Sammy fill.
Right, right.
The one story that we did not talk about out of those four that you liked was...
I like two of them.
You like two of them. We hit the one, which were the trends, which you and I were kind of like, you know, whatever. Personalized diets based on your genes will be available within 5 years. This is a story out of the United Kingdom. Customized diets based on a person's DNA will be available by 2020. I love this possibility.
So I'm picturing you walk into a room, put your fingerprint down, you know, give some blood maybe.
It's a DNA sample, so they'll probably swab your mouth. Maybe some blood work.
I like the blood idea more.
Yeah, it could be both.
So you have to submit some sort of DNA, and then they process the diet that best fits with your genes.
Right. Because if you have allergies or sensitivities, which let's tell the truth is more what people have, are sensitivities to things.
Peanut allergies.
I have a wheat sensitivity / allergy. So
now gluten is the big thing.
Yeah. See, and that's debated, and I don't debate.
I debate the hell out of it.
Do you? I don't, because I don't know what other people go through. So I'm not a chemist or a scientist or a doctor to say yes, no, that's not true.
Well, see, because I've had some people that I know talk about, well, I can't eat that, I'm gluten free, and then 4 hours later they're drunk and they're slamming a cheese pizza.
Drinking a beer, which is debatable.
You know, when it fits your narrative, and,
if you have a wheat beer, hi.
Yeah, well, I can't. I'm gluten free. Yeah, and then you just slammed a large cheese pizza.
No, but here's where I don't debate, because there are people who have autoimmune diseases who find some benefit. Not all of them, but some of them try to go dairy free, gluten free, etc., and they find benefit from that. They feel better. I have a friend who has lupus, and she cut dairy and gluten out of her diet and feels so much better. Doesn't have
that.
As many flares, because her body wasn't, it's not hitting, it's not trying to fight on several fronts. It just made it easier for her. So I don't debate that. I have, but based on other people's food sensitivities or food requirements as far as nutrition and your metabolism, that's what I think is cool about this.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, if you can give me a cheat sheet, that's essentially what it is, a cheat sheet of what will help me. I'm all for it. Doesn't mean I'm going to follow it. See, that's the hardest part. You know, like everybody can have a resolution and join a gym, but you have to go. You can have a diet constricted for you, or constructed for you, I should say, but you still have to go through with it.
Yeah, the scientists are saying that personalized diets will be available, so you're not going to necessarily have to flip between, you know, sometimes paleo works for somebody and they swear by it, and then Atkins is like everything. And I did Shred a couple of years ago and I loved it. That was fantastic. But it was fantastic for me. Other people might not have the same success on it. This is something that would go along with the increase of people having portable fitness monitors, like an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, et cetera. This is something that you would submit saliva samples for gene sequencing. And researchers said automated sensors would be able to collect information, including a person's environment, diet, activity, and stress level, and then be able to cater a diet and suggested activity, physical activity, for that person.
Okay. I mean,
you're a healthy kid.
Well, you don't know me. As I slug Sprite.
As you walked in with a gallon of Sprite.
It was a 2 liter because it was cheaper than the 20 ounce.
That's
Isn't that
true.
Funny how that works?
It
you know, the
2 liter
is 99 cents, and then the 20 ounce bottle is like $4.
Right. So you're not going to drink it all.
But no, I try to, I try to not eat after midnight. That's one of the biggest issues that a lot of people have.
You blew that out of the water.
Well, what is midnight today? I don't even know what, you know, midnight for me.
Was at like 3 p.m.
Yeah, because it's one of those weeks where you're always busy. But, I try to, stay somewhat in shape. But, it's harder to be in shape, right? I mean, it's way harder to be in shape than it is to be out of shape because it's so easy to be pulled away by all the bad.
Depends on the person.
Well, that's true, too.
Because some people just have the metabolism and they can eat. And not even like elite athletes. That was a huge story when Michael Phelps was in the Olympics, that he was able to eat like 6,000 calories a day.
Did you ever see the video?
Yeah, he was swimming like 5 miles a day.
But there was a video. Warm-ups. I think it was either Funny or Die or one of those websites where they took two average guys and laid out all this food. They tried the Michael Phelps diet. And they couldn't even come close
to actually eating that.
Of what you're saying, because he was burnt. Like, his body was a furnace. He needed all these calories.
Well, and his muscles were so toned that when you have more muscle tone, your muscles need fuel.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the protein.
It was a furnace for it needed calories, and most of the calories.
He would have been starving and therefore breaking down muscles.
Well, because he worked out like a straight-up maniac, too. I mean, he was up in the morning lifting weights, and then he was in the pool.
You can't do what those athletes at that level do without working out all the time.
Yeah, swimmers are a rare breed, too. From the big feet and the big hands and,
big shoulders.
The six pack. It's an interesting dynamic, what you have to put your body through to be a swimmer.
This is giving hope to many people, though, this genetic testing. They are saying that depending on a person's specific genetic makeup, exercise may be less effective at reducing their weight than others. I have said this for years. I see people running the marathon, finishing the marathon, and by conventional standards, heavier than someone who I think would run a marathon would be.
So in training for the marathon, they put on weight?
Not necessarily, but they didn't lose it necessarily, or they just have a heavier build. So I've always found that very interesting. And I think if you can train for and complete a marathon and still not look like you're a marathon runner, that obviously means the exercise isn't necessarily what's going to have you lose weight, if that's actually what you're trying to accomplish.
And this all stems from what you were talking about earlier about the possibility of maybe fine-tuning your diet
based on your genetic makeup.
Around what is inside your DNA.
It is fascinating that they might be able to do this in 5 years. They think that they will. And then when we all have these Fitbit-type stuff, fitness trackers on us. I actually stood up last night at one point because I was trying to get to, there's a stand goal for my fitness tracker and I needed another hour.
I forget which comedian was railing on the industry, like the Fitbit and what's the other one, the Garbo or whatever. There's a couple different brands and he was sort of just making fun of people that buy them because he said, the only reason you buy one is if you're fat, the only reason you buy one, I thought it was fun. It's not true. But, it takes advantage of people. And everybody thinks they can lose 10 pounds, right? I mean, most people feel that way. So, in a sense, everybody feels the need to have one of those little machines that count steps for you.
But you can do that for $3 or $4 with, a pedometer that you clip on your waist that might or might not be accurate. But at least it gets you moving. And here's the thing. If you're goal setting, and this is a huge time of year for this, if your new goal is to walk 10,000 miles or 10,000 miles.
In one day.
No, 10,000 steps, which is right at the average of about 5 miles a day. That's a great step towards health. And that's what a lot of the experts will tell you is good for being healthier cardiovascularly, et cetera. And so good for them. If they want to do it with a Fitbit, that's great. Or an Apple Watch or whatever. I will tell you, since I have gotten my fitness tracker, I am far more conscientious of when I'm sitting on the couch.
There should be like a
I've lost
like
a few pounds.
No, you should get like a shock collar when you're on the couch for a couple hours, and then you bzzz, and
basically
then you
gotta... it does. It'll tell you if you've been sitting on the couch for an hour or sitting for an hour. It gives me a little tone at 10 too, like, hey, dummy, you've wasted 50 minutes by sitting.
Brush off the chips, get up, let's go. Let's go walk.
Yeah, but for somebody who's sitting in an office, that's kind of a great reminder. You've been sitting down for an hour, get up, go, you know, go get a cup of coffee, go say hi to, you know, Sally down the hall, whatever. Just get up and move. It's nice. It's good. I think it's neat. And if, you know, good for people if they need something to help them be motivated, and clearly I did.
Most people need something. They do. Look at the gym lines first week of January, and then go back first week of February and notice all the gristle that is no longer there.
Well, I was actually surprised. I went to the gym 2 days ago, and there it was packed. Packed. And I was expecting that to be in a week.
No, but it'll be – no, the most packed time of the year for a gym is that first
is
week,
next week
of January.
Yeah. But I was surprised that it was already – but I think a lot of people are off work because of Christmas and stuff. So they were like, well, I'll go to the gym.
Yeah, or they probably had a big Christmas dinner or whatever. Yeah, you're right. I mean, this time of year is when you start to bog down. You just had Thanksgiving. Then Christmas is right around the corner. All the extra food. Everybody brings a recipe or dessert.
Would you do this? Would you do the genetic testing?
No.
You just figured...
I don't want people all up in my business. I don't want to know my genes.
What are they going to do with it? How are they going to steal
knows?
Your identity
who
and
knows?
Clone you?
I don't... Well, maybe. You never know. I would not submit my genes for dietary purposes. Would you?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Yeah, because I want to... I would want to see what I could improve on. Because if there's something that's triggering me to feel worse, like I want to feel like I have a ton of energy, that'd be great. And if I can do that by not eating something or by eating other things,
and then when you see your clone across the street, you'll regret it.
You're gonna high five her and
you
say,
will regret it.
How you doing? No
Yeah,
it's
you've
met my kids. They're like tiny mini me's.
Yes,
they're really, really big. Hey, you know what time it is, Sam? It is time for the stuff we didn't get to. I have a pile of
papers. I am not dancing
papers.
Again. No,
yes, you are dancing.
No, I'm not.
You're
no,
so
no,
good.
No. You're dancing because all you do is film, which I find semi-weird because you're always filming everybody else. We want you to dance.
I will dance.
Okay.
There will be dancing.
Okay,
there is fine. Always dancing. Okay. And then I will post that on my Facebook page, both my personal and the one that says that, Hannah Stanley. And that is going to be next. The stuff we didn't get to is Hannah Stanley and Sam Paniatovich finish out a two-night stint filling in for Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez on WGN.
We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. Go slow.
Paniatovich. We just danced.
Most embarrassing part of my day, but I do it for you, Hannah.
You'll be thrilled then to know that I never hit record. I just did awesome dancing. You just did awesome dancing, and there is no record.
Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Good. Well, because I was getting calls and like, sweet dance moves, loser. Like, that happened to me like 7 times yesterday.
That's not fair.
Well, no, because, I mean, you know, don't really have the greatest dance moves, but We play
Here's
on.
Here's the thing. You know what you win? You win for enthusiasm. All right. So this is Sam and I are filling in tonight for the last, I don't know, 7.5 minutes. We're going to get you to news. And there is a segment that Patty does called Things We Didn't Get To. That is the stack of things we didn't get to over two nights of shows. Starting with streets with the worst potholes not always fixed first. That is a Chicago report from DNA Info.
Michigan Avenue.
I don't know. It's just saying that all over, CDOT has traditionally taken a worst first approach with fixing damage on main streets instead of focusing on preventing roads from deteriorating the way Federal Highway Administration suggests. Diverting more city funds toward sealing cracks before they develop into gaping chasms would save CDOT about $4.6 million a year. But what the heck? Let it go. 10 foods that may disappear thanks to climate change. Let's go through them really fast. Guacamole, apples, beer.
What?
Rice and beans.
Love
seafood.
Apples.
I do too. Coffee. Coffee's a big issue.
Hate coffee.
Peanut butter, wine, and French fries.
You just upset a lot of people. A
lot of people. Sorry we didn't get to that story. Maybe next time. Climate change is going to continue.
Christmas 2016. We'll do it next year.
Most Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. Sam, yes or no on that?
Yes.
Okay. Intelligence genes discovered by scientists. Intelligence genes discovered by scientists. Genes which make people intelligent have been discovered, and scientists believe they could be manipulated to boost brain power. That
why
should
are you
be what
I don't know
that's
why.
That's what you should be concerned about, is manipulating genes to boost your brain power, not whether or not your saliva can clone you.
But they get the genes from the people that submit them for the dietary purposes.
I guess.
That's what I've been told.
Tinder for Politics wants millennials to vote. They're creating a Tinder-like app or something.
So you swipe for the candidate that you like?
I guess they're just trying to leverage technology to pull in the millennials to get them to vote.
How lazy are these millennials? Those damn millennials! I'm one of them.
I was going to say you, in fact, are a millennial.
Yes.
Yeah. Americans are the least concerned about climate change.
True. Very true.
No, that's what they're... Yeah, you're
very,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Washington Examiner, which I'm not entirely sure is a real newspaper, they are saying that despite the heavy media and political pressure to make global warming and climate change the top issue in the nation, it's more of a concern to citizens in 36 of 40 other industrialized nations than in the United States, according to Pew Research Center, which is a real place.
So is the Washington Examiner.
I know, it really is.
I don't know. Maybe.
All right. So much more.
Just throwing things around.
There's, I am.
You have at least one tree there.
I have at least, there. What is that, maybe a full inch of stories?
Yes.
Yeah. From Gal Gadot, Gal Got It, Gal whatever, to Ghostbusters, here's everything that's going to be big in 2016.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I know. Hulu is stepping up its game with two highly anticipated dramas, The Way. Biggest new show has to be the first round of a new serial American crime story, The People versus O.J. Simpson, starring big names like John Travolta, Cuba Gooding Jr., or Cuba, David Schwimmer, Sarah Paulson, and Selma Blair. Is David Schwimmer a big name still?
Not anymore.
All right.
Friends ended a long time ago. And you talk about what to look for in 2016. The drop, I guess, in the amount of people that actually pay for cable.
I was just reading a huge story about that.
And this affects the business that I want to get into, sports television, because ESPN, whether you know it or not, if you have cable
7%.
Or direct... Well, no, it's $7.
$7 of your fee monthly.
$7 a month to have ESPN. And it's been sort of branched into what you buy because they've been able to get itself... ESPN got itself into the package, but... I think 40% of the people that actually have it don't watch it. So what's coming next is a la carte.
Where you would pay specifically.
10 channels is X.
Right.
20 channels is Y. And ESPN is, I don't know if you've paid attention, they are just cutting salaries left and right because they know that the other shoe is about to drop. So more Hulu, more Netflix, more HBO Go, less cable.
More WrestleMania, because WrestleMania 32 is going to feature Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I was going to say Hulk Hogan.
No, no. There are several big names are going to be out due to injury. However, Dwayne The Rock Johnson has announced that he's going to return to the April 3rd, 2016 event.
Okay. Yeah. What is he now? Is he an actor or is he a wrestler?
He's both. Oh, really? Like, there's a big separation there.
Good point.
Thank you.
Good point.
When are you dead? It may depend on which hospital makes the call.
That's a terrifying way to end this.
Yeah, they're just saying that some hospitals might call you DOA or whatever.
Oh, so not are you, when did it actually happen?
Well, when are they actually calling it? Like, called it at this time? Yeah.
Not dead or alive. It's when did it actually occur? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. All right. See, these are things we didn't get to. So many.
We should have left some of those in that pile.
Why?
No, the dead one, that's how we wanted to end. We're going to bring in Dane Neal. Let's talk about death. You know, like that's essentially
I started the show upsetting you with your driver's licenses worth nothing.
Yeah, she's like, can you imagine if you got to the airport and they didn't take your driver's license?
I think you went down the can you imagine route.